Good morning. This is KWSO News. Yesterday morning around 8:30 a.m., the Warm Springs Tribal Police Department attempted to stop a vehicle occupied by a wanted subject. As officers attempted to stop the subject, the driver continued south on Highway 26, eventually turning onto Pelton Dam Road, where the vehicle stopped. The female driver exited the vehicle with the keys and was taken into custody without incident. The male passenger, identified as 34-year-old Jansen Harrington, refused to exit the vehicle and brandished a firearm, barricading himself inside the vehicle. Due to Harrington's lack of cooperation, the Central Oregon Emergency Response Team was requested for aid in the safe apprehension of the suspect. At about 1:50 p.m., two Bearcat armored vehicles were utilized to deploy less lethal devices, and Harrington surrendered to police and was taken into custody. No one was injured during the incident. Harrington was arrested and lodged at the Jefferson County Jail for multiple charges. The Warm Springs Tribal Police Department was assisted by officers from the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, Oregon State Police, and the Central Oregon Emergency Response Team. The upcoming Tribal Council nomination meetings are being held tonight. The Simnasho District meeting will be held at the Simnasho Longhouse, with boxed lunches provided at 6 p.m. and nominations starting at 7. The Siksikwa District meeting will be held at the old Warm Springs Elementary Gym, with boxed lunches provided at 6 and nominations starting at 7. The agency district meeting will be held at the Cottonwood Restaurant at Indian Head Casino, with nominations starting at 6 p.m. Boxed lunches will be provided. There will only be 3 people allowed at a time, no microphone or discussion, and no sitting inside. You can fill out an official nomination form and submit it at the Tribal Administration Building by 5 p.m. today, or at the agency district meeting, which will end at 8 p.m. All meetings require masks and social distancing. The Warm Springs Office of Vital Statistics has posted the district voting list in preparation for the upcoming Tribal Council election 2022. If a tribal member would like to change districts, they can do that in accordance with Ordinance 44, which states any such registration change must be filed more than 60 days prior to any election in order to be effective for that particular election. For new registration, such registration shall be effective for elections held 60 days or more after such registration. Tribal council elections will be held in the beginning of April. The Oregon Health Authority has adopted permanent rules requiring masks in school settings. Oregon Public Broadcasting reports the permanent rule replaces a temporary one that was set to expire on January 28th. Oregon health and education officials have required masks in schools as one mitigation strategy meant to limit the spread of COVID-19 so students can stay in school full time. Oregon education officials say any repeal of the making rules depend on the course of the coronavirus. Health officials said that COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths, transmission data, vaccination rates, and guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention all play a role in the mask requirement decision making. Scientists are seeing signs that magma is moving deep within the Three Sisters volcanoes in Central Oregon. The U.S. Geological Survey has detected a series of tiny earthquakes in an area west of South Sister. Across the same 12-mile area, the ground has also lifted up a little less than an inch. John Major is a scientist at the Cascades Volcano Observatory. He says despite the signs of activity, there's no indication of imminent eruption.
The interpretation of what's going on right now is that there's been an input of magma roughly 4 miles below the surface of the ground.
Major says before an eruption, the magma would move closer to the surface and it would break more rocks, release gases, and create bigger earthquakes. And in local sports, the Manders High School Lady Buffs basketball was in action yesterday as they hosted Gladstone in league action. Before the varsity game, the JV Lady Buffs had a great game of their own as they came back from a 20-point deficit and sent the game to overtime. By the end of it, the JV girls won 65-62. The varsity girls came away with a close victory over the Lady Gladiators, 52-50, to extend their winning streak to 7 games and improve their league record to 5-0 on the season. Coach Jaron Say had this comment about the game and season.
We never gave up. We got down, I think, by 9 at one point, so yeah. 30-39, yeah. And You know, we just kept plugging away, and they found a way to pull this one out. See, we got two tough games to end our season with Corbett and then Gladstone, so we still got to go take care of business. Even though we're 5-0 in league, there's still a lot of basketball to be played.
Next up for the Lady Buffs will be a road trip to Molalla on Friday, who just came off of a victory over North Marion on Tuesday. The Lady Buffs beat Molalla in January 57-35. The Buff boys traveled to Gladstone last night and fell to the Gladiators 62-51. The boys have yet to get a win in league play and will host Molalla this Friday in the Buffalo Dome. They played Molalla in January and were narrowly defeated 58-57 and are looking to get in the win column in league play. That game will be broadcast live here on KWSO with tip-off at 7 p.m. That's your news and sports. Reporting for KWSO News, I'm Duncan Bruno.